All right, we're going to begin tonight. We're going to tackle a new issue, and that is how important is prayer. And before we actually get into our study, let's bow and look to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you so much for the Word of God and your people. Thank you for the middle of the week when we can just get out of the world for a little while and focus on things that are of eternal value. We pray that you would bless this study tonight, and we'll thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, R.A. Torrey, who was D.L. Moody's friend, who Moody called to Chicago to head up Moody Bible Institute, a man who pastored churches in Ohio, Chicago, and Los Angeles, said that there were 11 reasons why prayer is important, and I've kind of added a couple of them. We're kind of following his outline in some respects, and we want to begin this part of the study, how important is biblical prayer, by saying there are 13 reasons why prayer is extremely important. Reason number one, because there is a devil, and prayer is the God-appointed means of resisting the devil. Now, I want to show you that, so I would like you to go over to Ephesians 6:11 and 6:18 is what I want you to look at. Ephesians 6:11 and 18. I've got the wrong reference in your notes. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. If you drop down to verse 18, and this is part of the armor, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. Now, I want you to go over to the book of James, chapter 4. I want you to notice verse 7 of James, chapter 4 and verse 7. Here's what we read in James, chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There are a couple of points that I think are very critical to this particular passage in James 4, 7. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. There's a lot of discussion on whether or not a believer can be demon-possessed. A believer cannot be demon-possessed. The moment you have Jesus Christ in your life, you have the Spirit of God in you, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You can prove the point by the James 4, 7 passage. Because in the original text, there is a preposition that you can say, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You can use one preposition, which means he'll flee from inside you, out from within. That would be a preposition ek. And the other preposition that you may use is that he'll flee from beside you. He comes up against you. He tries to hammer you from outside, but he's alongside of you, and that's the preposition apo. The preposition that is used here in James is apo. The demons or a Satan cannot in any way indwell a believer, but what he can do is he can come at you and try to attack you from the outside through a variety of means. The critical thing that you need to see here is prayer is vital to your survival. Prayer is vital to your success. Prayer is vital to having him flee from you. So when you find yourself under attack, or you find yourself in some strange situation you can't perhaps even explain, you go to the Lord and you start praying. That is a tremendous piece of armor that causes the devil to flee. So prayer is critical to him actually being resisted. It's critical to him actually fleeing from you. Now, the second reason why prayer is so important is because prayer is God's method for us to obtain what we need from him. Prayer is God's method for us to obtain what we need from him. I'd like you to go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 to 11. Matthew 7, 7 to 11. We read, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give what is good to those who ask him? Now, I am convinced that God delights in having us come to him and ask him for things that we need, or at least think we need, and I think he delights in having us do that. He certainly delights in listening to the request, assessing it, and then when he answers those kinds of requests, that's an amazing, uplifting thing for a child of God. So this actually becomes part of a process to enhance our own relationship with the Lord. We find that we need things, we go to God and ask him for those things, and it may not necessarily be things in the monetary realm or physical realm. It could be a spiritual issue, it could be an emotional issue. We go to the Lord, and when we go to him and we ask him to help us, or we ask him to provide for us, and he does, that is a great thing. And that's what God wants us doing. He wants us to have that open, intimate communication with him concerning our needs. Now, the third reason that prayer is important is because the apostles, whom God gave as a pattern to us, considered prayer to be the most important business of their lives. Now, actually, they had a twofold consideration. So I'd like you to go to the book of Acts, chapter 6. Acts chapter 6. The church age is just getting rolling here. And obviously there are things that were happening that were pretty exciting in those infant days of the church. God was doing spectacular things. And that's a good thing for you to remember. Whenever God begins a new time frame, a new dispensation, he does it with a spectacular. When he, for example, ends the church age and starts the tribulation, I guarantee you, he's going to do it by the spectacular. The church is going to be gone. In a moment, a twinkling of an eye, they're going to be raptured, and that tribulation is going to start hammering right out of heaven terrible judgments. So in this case, you have the church age just getting rolling. And in the early days of the church, he did some pretty amazing things to show that we were in a new time frame. For example, when two people lied to the church, they dropped dead. I mean, they dropped dead simply for not telling the truth to the church of God. When a viper bit one of these apostles, he just shook it off like it was nothing more than a mosquito bite. It didn't faze him whatsoever. When Peter got locked in jail, the church started praying, and obviously angels went and got him out of jail. Well, now that stuff isn't going to happen to us today. I mean, people who lie to the church aren't going to drop dead now that this is church age is well underway. And if you get bit by a deadly snake, you better get to a doctor just as quick as you can, because you're going to swell up and look weird if you don't, maybe die. And also, if you go to jail, there's no angel going to come get you out. Why is that? Well, because these are the infant things of the church. Now, the reason I bring all that up to you is because as this was all going down in the infant days of the church, those apostles start zeroing in on what they felt was critical to the church age continuing. And you'll notice what we read in Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. We will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. So these apostles said, I'll tell you what is important here as this church age gets rolling. The ministry of the word of God and prayer. That's what we need. There's where the power is. And so that is exactly what they are suggesting in the early days of the church. This becomes critical, prayer and ministry of the word of God. Now, the fourth reason why prayer is so important is because prayer occupied a very prominent place and played a very important part in the earthly life of our Lord. Now, we're going to examine a lot of those passages, so we won't take the time to go through them now because we're going to actually study that itself. But obviously, it was critical to the life of our Lord, and if prayer was important to the earthly life of our Lord, then certainly it ought to play an important part to our lives as well. Now, the fifth reason why prayer is important is because prayer is the most important part of the present ministry of our Lord since he's now interceding for us. I want you to go to Hebrews 7. This is quite a thrilling thing to think about. Hebrews chapter 7. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, Hebrews 7 and verse 25, we read, he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Now, I want you to think about all the things that Jesus Christ has to be involved in right now, that he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we get these glimpses, these snippet pictures, that he's involved in interceding on our behalf. That's one of his critical ministries right now. And in this particular context, the point of this is that we have a right to boldly go to the throne of God. In fact, we're challenged here. You can draw near to the Lord. You can draw near to the Lord through him because you have this great intercessory work of Jesus Christ that is taking place. Now, that just seems to say to us that if Christ, right now, at the right hand of God, believes that an intercessory ministry of communication to the Father is critical, then we ought to see certainly the importance of it while we're here on earth. It becomes a critical feature for our lives to make sure that we're people who are interceding on behalf of ourselves and interceding on behalf of others. And in view of the fact that he's there interceding for us, we have every right to boldly approach God's throne. Now, the sixth reason why prayer is so important is because prayer is the means God has appointed for our receiving mercy from him and obtaining grace to help us in time of need. It is His means of allowing us to obtain His mercy and His grace in time of need. As long as we're open to Hebrews, go over to chapter 4 and notice verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. You know, we're not even given here any specific information about when we need the grace of God or what we need it for. We're just told that whenever you need it, it's there for you. You can draw near to the Lord in prayer. When you need the grace of God, when you need the mercy of God, go to the Lord. If you find yourself struggling, go to the Lord. If you find yourself tempted, and that's certainly in that context, verse 15, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who's been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. If you find yourself tempted, go to the Lord. If you want to tap into that reservoir of grace and mercy in your daily life, then pray. Go to the Lord in prayer. And this is something you have to do. I mean, I can't do that for you. I can pray for you, and you can pray for me, and I hope we do that. But this is something that you have to do yourself. When you need and find, I have a need for God's grace. I have a need for God's mercy. I need to go to the Lord myself. That's what we need to be doing here. And that's exactly the admonition that's given to us. The seventh reason why prayer is so important is because prayer is the means of obtaining the fullness of God's joy. I want you to go over to the book of 1 John. In 1 John, and we know that one of the things that, or one of the reasons why 1 John was actually written is so that we could have full joy. I mean, it was written to believers about how they can keep their joy at a high level. And you'll notice in chapter 1, verse 4 of 1 John, and these things we write so that our joy may be made complete. All right, now I want you to go over to chapter 5 and verse 14. And this is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. Now, we'll handle that at another time, but here's the point I want to make. When you pray about something specifically to the Lord, and God answers that request, I don't know of a more joyous moment you'll ever have in your life. You could just jump for joy. It's something powerful. It's something you can't even put into words. It's just a wonderful, exhilarating part of the work of God when you pray about something and then all of a sudden, here comes the answer. What joy there is. I think we saw that this past weekend when we challenged you, and we're going to continue to challenge you through July. You pray on Saturday night. You pray that God's power will come out of this church, and look what happened on Sunday. It's amazing to think of a 92-year-old minister who's just turns on and listens to a Galatians study. It's on justification. It grips his heart. And all of a sudden, the bulbs go on by the power of the Spirit of God. He's brought under conviction, and he's brought the faith in Jesus Christ. That's what happened. And ultimately, I think it was the prayer of God's people. And when I heard this, when this man's talking to me on the phone, I said, well, praise God. No. No, praise God for the church. Praise God for the ministry that you've got there. That's what I'm praising God for. My heart just soared. And I thought, man, that's joy. That we were praying that things like that would happen, and they did happen. And it's just wonderful to fulfill joy in our lives when we pray for things and we see God answer prayer. It's just part of a great walk with the Lord. Now, the eighth reason why prayer is so important is because prayer with thanksgiving is a means of obtaining freedom from anxiety, and in anxiety's place, a peace that passes understanding. Let's go to Philippians 4, Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4. And you'll notice verse 6, in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, we read, let your forbearing spirit be known to all men, the Lord is near, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, does that not teach us that if we go to the Lord in prayer, we can have a peace we cannot find anywhere else? Is that what that says? That's what it says to me. And you read that and you say, you know, this says that if we are anxious about things, we can go to God and get a peace that no human can give us. So why would we not want to go to God? Why wouldn't we want to run to a doctor? I mean, about things that make us anxious. Why wouldn't we want to go to God? The God who can give us a peace way beyond human understanding. That's the peace you want. You don't want some pseudo peace that's being given to you by some human that's just like you are, who's sinful and fallen and cannot possibly give you a peace that passes all human understanding. You want this kind of peace. How do you get it? You go to God. You go to God in prayer. God, I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm struggling, I need your help, I need you to grant me this peace. Give it to me in my life, and then go forward and watch what God does. Go over to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 these words, "Casting all your anxiety upon Him because He cares for you." Now, to me, this is just clear teaching from God's Word. God says, look, in anxious moments, when you find your emotions are going helter-skelter, you come to me. Do you know, it seems to me, it's so difficult to get people to do that. They'll go to anybody else but God. They'll run over here and they'll talk to this person and they'll talk to that person, and then they'll go over there and talk to another person, and then they'll go down the street and talk to somebody else, then they'll get on the phone and talk to somebody else, and they're missing the one person they really ought to be talking to who can really get this thing hammered out, who can really give you a peace that passes human understanding. God says, look, you want peace? I'm the source of it. I'm the one who can give it to you. You come to me. Come right back to me. And I'll be a God who understands what you're going through. I care for you. I know what you're going through. I know the anxious moments that you have. You cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. And I'll give you a peace that passes all human understanding. The ninth reason why we can pray and understand that prayer is important is because prayer is the method for obtaining the fullness of God's Spirit. Now let's go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And notice, in Ephesians 5, we read these words, beginning at verse 18. Ephesians 5, verse 18. "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father." Now, the moment you come to faith in Jesus Christ, you're never going to get any more of the Holy Spirit. The real question will be, as we study pneumatology, will the Spirit get more of you? You get all the Holy Spirit you're going to get the instant you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God takes up residency in you. Now the battle starts. Who's going to be in control of life? The flesh or the Spirit of God? We're going to see that as we continue on in our journey through Romans in the next couple of weeks in Romans chapter 6. You have a flesh and you have the Spirit of God in you, and one or two is going to win. I mean, one or two is going to get the upper hand more often than not. The point that's being made here is that you can, through prayer, through giving thanks, through prayer, it actually is part of a process where the Holy Spirit is getting more and more of us, getting more and more control of us. Because the Spirit of God obviously is prompting us and wants us to pray. He wants us to communicate with God. He prompts us to do it. So when we're doing that, then we're zeroing in on what the Spirit of God would want us to do in our relationship with God the Father and God the Son. So at that point, we're actually obtaining a greater level of fullness of the Spirit of God, in the sense that the Spirit of God is controlling more of us when we're going to the Lord and we're praying. So this becomes a wonderful enhancement of spirituality. When we are going to the Lord in prayer, it's showing that we're in tune with God's Spirit. Now, there's a tenth reason why prayer is important, because prayer is the means by which we are to keep watchful and alert at Christ's return. At Christ's return. Go over to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. We read in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer." The end is at hand. When you pray for the Lord to rapture you, or rapture the church, or Lord, come quickly, you can't really mean that and pray that if your life is out of sync with God. I mean, if you're living your life in your flesh, then why do you want the Lord to come quickly? Because you're going to be ashamed at how you're living your life. So in order to be able to pray that, Lord, come quickly, the end is at hand, I want you to rapture the church, that means that you are of sober mind and sober spirit. You're watchful. You're alert. You're on top of things in your life. You're dealing with things honestly with God. And you are obviously sensitive to what the Spirit of God's doing in your life. So you're praying, God, come get me. Now, I was in a prayer meeting one time where some were praying that. It wasn't here. And somebody at the end of it came up and said, well, I don't really want him to come. And I said, why not? And they started just kind of talking in, I don't know, just circular type of, well, there are things. And I said, well, you know what? I said, what's the real issue here? If you don't want Jesus Christ to get you out of this lousy world, then there's something here, maybe something in this world that you're clinging on to that that you apparently think is real or real important that you just don't want to break away from. I want to tell you there's nothing here that would keep the rest of us here. We want out of here as quick as he comes gets us. So this means you've got to be alert. You've got to be on top of things. You've got to be, as it were, on top of your game, spiritually speaking, to be able to pray this prayer, Lord, come quickly. That's what we're asking you to do. Come get us. Rapture us. This is a good purifying thing. If you're praying that prayer, you are looking for the Lord to return, and you're governing your life in light of that. Now, the 11th reason why prayer is important, because prayer is used by God to promote our own spiritual growth. Go to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. I think this is still a great prayer. In Luke 22:40, he arrived at this place. He said to them, Luke 22:40, pray that you may not enter into a temptation. That's a good prayer. And I want to tell you, there's a lot of theology in that. Pray that you enter not into temptation. You know what that prayer says? That prayer, that teaching of Jesus Christ right there tells you, you won't be able yourself to stay out of temptation. In fact, you'll fall flat on your face yourself. You try to come up and say, oh, I'm not going to do this again. I'll never do it again. I promise you I won't do it again. That's what I'm going to do. I guarantee you'll do it again. Because that's not where you get the power for that. You get the power for that when you're asking God. When you're right in your relationship with God, and you're saying, God, you give me the strength so that I won't enter into temptation. You give me the strength so that I can finish life in a way that I'm a winner, that I hear from you, well done, good and faithful servant. You get the strength when you're honest with God and you say, you know what, Lord, I know me. I know me. I'll march right into temptation. So I'm asking you. I'm asking you to impart to me the strength to keep me out of temptation and to keep me away from anything that would ever bring reproach to the name of Jesus Christ. That's a smart prayer. And Jesus is teaching here a very important spiritual principle, and that is, if you really want spiritual growth from where you're at, you're going to have to be coming to us and asking us to give you that strength, to give you that power to get to that level. Which brings us to the 12th reason why prayer is important, because prayer can bring power to our work, even our evangelism. Now, I want you to go over to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And this will be another one that we'll look at first when we come back to it a little later, not tonight. But in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, first of all then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our God and Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, now what are we supposed to do here to get these people saved? They'll come to the knowledge of the truth. I urge you, you pray for them. You pray for them. This isn't some marketing strategy where you're trying to get them to repeat some words. You pray for them. You pray that God will open up their mind. You pray that God will open up their heart. Go back to the book of Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. Verse 2. We read in Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it, with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I've also been in prison. Paul said, I believe that the ability to open up a door so I can speak the word and have an effective impact is due to prayer. Prayer is the source of power behind real evangelism. This is the thing that's just lost out in most evangelistic courses, is how you can trick somebody in conversation, or how to lure them in somehow to move the conversation the way you want it to go. And God says, I've got a better approach. You pray. You pray for God. You ask God to lead you to someone that you can witness to, and ask God to set that up for you. Ask God to put it in their hearts, something that they are drawn to you, and ask them to bring it to your attention so that you can share with them. That's a much better approach to evangelism, because you're relying upon the Lord to accomplish the task. And that's exactly what God wants us doing. Now, the final reason why prayer is important is because prayer is that which brings God's blessings to Christ's church. I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And this is given in the context of the church of God. We read in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians 5, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When you pray, you can know for sure that's God's will. What's God's will for me? It's His will I pray. And this is given in the context of the Thessalonican church. And so what Paul is basically saying is you need to have a high priority of prayer in the church. And that's why we're asking that you pray on Saturday night and Sunday morning. You have a time of prayer. Now, I don't know how it worked for you last week. I'll tell you how it worked for us. We set 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock's the time we're going to pray. Then we got all excited about it and we bumped it to 20 minutes to 9. And that's when we had our prayer time, because we thought, well, let's get at this thing right now. And I believe God's going to do powerful things as we do that, as we take that approach. So on Saturday night, when you take some time to pray that God's power will be manifested in a powerful way out of this ministry, that He'll open doors and use His Word and bless it and challenge people and save people and strengthen people, I think you're going to see powerful, powerful things happen. Why? Because when we pray, we're praying, and that is the will of God. Now, our time is gone tonight. Do you have any questions or comments about any of this that we've covered?